Finally, three more people on top of the two inmates already executed this week will be put to death in Arkansas. Basically, the idea is three people have to die before the expiration date on one of the drugs, midazolam, that will kill them. As though using an expired drug would be harmful, unsafe, or get someone into trouble, unclear. But in this ongoing battle within the criminal justice system, the American Medical Association ban on doctor participation in executions has come under question. Dr. Sandeep Johar, after much thinking, disagrees with the AMA's view. He's a cardiologist and author of the books Intern and Doctored. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Dr. Johar states that although he opposes capital punishment, he believes doctors have an important role at executions.
When physicians don't participate, because, you know, prison wardens typically can't put in IVs or mixed drugs, they get EMTs, paramedics, sometimes nurses, sometimes just phlebotomists to do the procedure. And it's not clear, and it's very unlikely that a professional like a phlebotomist would have the familiarity with the drugs or with the protocol to do the procedure in an effective way.
You talk about palliative value of a doctor's presence. And you write, no one would object to a doctor providing comfort, spiritual or narcotic, to a terminally ill patient at the hour of death. It is not a stretch to think of death row inmates who have exhausted their appeals as having a terminal disease with 100% mortality. I read that, and in fact, that is a huge stretch. I mean, this is someone who's being killed by the state. I mean, it seems that kind of stretch could be applied, you know, in the Holocaust.
This is clearly, you know, an issue that's complex, and I can see both sides of the issue. But the doctors in the Holocaust were trying to facilitate, in many cases, torture. The doctors at Guantanamo were facilitating the torture of individuals by the state. Here, I'm advocating something very different. I'm saying that if a prisoner requests a physician to be present, and a physician agrees to be present to help facilitate the execution and to reduce the risk of suffering, then preventing that physician from doing so, ironically, would make one complicit in the torture of a prisoner. I think that with the number of executions that have gone awry in this country because of the inadequate training of prison personnel, I think that it's reasonable to allow a physician who wants to participate for the express purpose of reducing the suffering of a prisoner at his hour of death to do so.
As you speak, it occurs to me, why not, rather than force a doctor or, you know, encourage a doctor or invite a doctor or allow a doctor to just witness something and, you know, toss in something from the sidelines that might be palliative or help if things go awry. Maybe there should be a way of actually legally allowing a doctor under certain circumstances that are explicit to veto an execution, that something about the state of the prisoner mentally, psychologically, whatever is just at that moment, the doctor could say, no, you know, we're not proceeding here. And that basically prison officials would have to allow that, and it could go back to court, but a doctor would have some power.
You know, my fundamental belief, as I expressed in the article, is one that's totally against capital punishment. And so anything that would prevent a prisoner from being executed, I would be totally in support of. But the reality is that these prisoners have unfortunately exhausted their appeals, and a last-minute assessment by a physician about to inject is unlikely going to change the subsequent course of the execution. If it could, I would be very much in support of that. But as it is today, most likely a physician who wants to participate, and hopefully it would be to want to participate to ensure that the prisoner doesn't suffer unduly. If a doctor wants to participate, they typically would participate by inserting the IV line, mixing the drug, and then being available if the drug didn't have the intended effect. Most physicians will not actually be injecting the drug. That would be done by the prison warden or other prison personnel. Mm. The physician would be witnessing it and then be available to provide palliation if as in so many cases, the execution doesn't go as planned.
You know, just extending on that, since so many death row cases are so long after the crime is committed, even with people who have exhausted their appeals, you're so far removed from a speedy justice in the way that we understand it in legal terms. And since there is a prescription against cruel and unusual punishment in the Constitution, maybe the Supreme Court, who rules on this as a general matter, is not the best place to rule on it. That maybe far from the event, it's more of a medical judgment whether something is cruel and unusual. And perhaps it's possible to medicalize this event and that that would be of some value, although I could see it being very, very painful for doctors to up their level of participation in something like this. But do you know any doctors who are pro-capital punishment?
Oh, I know many doctors who are. I mean, there's a spectrum of political beliefs in the medical profession. Many doctors are quite conservative in their political beliefs and also support capital punishment. But I think that the more likely scenario is that if physicians refuse to participate and refuse to be present and state statutes require physician participation at injections, and some require only physician participation, and if a physician is not willing to be present, then it's more likely that the state will not cancel the execution, but will change the method of execution to one that doesn't require a person with medical expertise, such as death by firing squad or electrocution. So I think that's, unfortunately, the more likely political scenario, as much as I would want the other way.
Dr. Johar, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Sandeep Johar is a cardiologist, author of the books Intern and Doctor, and a contributing opinion writer at the New York Times. His latest piece, Why It's Okay for Doctors to Participate in Executions, ran on April 21st.